Well, this is the day after Christmas. Hopefully, you're wrapping up your presents. You know, there's a funny little interesting story here. Getting back into the issues, there's a school here in Taiwan. It's the oldest school, the first school ever. And they're having money trouble. The students all know about it. There's some rumors. I'm not going to tell you everything. It's not as bad as people think. But it all started because the leader of the school, it's owned by a church, it's Christian. Now, they've got a lot of non-Christians that teach at it, and they got a lot of non-Christian students, but it is, quote-unquote, a Christian school. Very large. And their leader, the head, decided that they needed to have a great big fat building project. Well, the birth rate's declining in Taiwan, which goes back to an issue of morality. You know, if people can go through the activity of birth rate without the results of birth rate, then the birth rate's going to go down. This isn't complicated. So anyhow, the birth rate's going down, their leader wouldn't listen to the teachers and acted like their student enrollment numbers were going to stay the same. And all the teachers said, no, it's national statistics. It's been a trend for several years. It's going to trend that's going to continue. The birth rate is down. There aren't enough students in Taiwan for us to keep up with our numbers. We're going to have fewer students in the future. And the principal said, no, we won't. He told the church we need to build this great big new building. It's expensive. The teachers told the church don't listen to him. The church listened to the leader anyway. And now they can't afford to pay the teachers. And there are notes going out about this. And none of what I'm telling you do I have any confirmation for. This is very important to know. I'm not claiming this is a hard fact, but this is what people on the ground have told me. And this is generally known and discussed among the student body. Anyhow, the interesting thing about this is, I talk with a teacher and I offered some prayer to try to be nice. The interesting thing about this is this. Especially in our religious groups, we tend to get greedy. Maybe it's Christmas and you're overtaken with consumerism. Don't let that overtake you. You've got to pay the bills. If you got Christmas money and you're in debt, don't blow it all on payments, but keep a nest egg, keep something, keep emergency money. Whoever gave you money for Christmas would probably be glad if you use that money for emergencies. Keep it there in case you can't make a credit card payment. If you've got the ability to pay off a full credit card, do it. You know, be wise, be sustainable. Don't go blow your Christmas money on stuff. Don't fall into consumerism. Our eyes get bigger than our wallets. And a lot of it comes from church culture. And think about why. The way the organized church operates, and interestingly, the church, I've been reading this book called Transformation by Ed Silvoso. And he says basically what I've been saying for several years, what I've published at several books. The church is not an organization. It's an organism. But the Sunday morning thing is an organization. It's a non-profit organization or anti-profit or has to lose money organization. It's a company on paper. A local church congregation dealio is a company that's required to lose profit. It's anti-profit. They lose money. By law, they must lose money. And so it goes to figure that the people that manage and lead those anti-profit must lose money enterprises, if there is such a thing, it's an oxymoron, a non-profit business, what the heck? But it goes to show that the people who lead those are professional money losers. And you think about that. You know, the way we organize church, nonprofit, so they have to lose money. It's the law. So, of course, the people that lead them, the elders, the board, boards of education, if it's a school, like a private school, or if you've, well, you know, see, private schools maybe have to make money, maybe. Like they, you know, that's another thing. Nonprofit organizations, they have to lose money. So, of course, the pastors, the leaders, the chairman, the president, whatever, they're naturally going to be professional money losers. So, of course, they're going to squander all the money and lose the money. Of course, we should expect that. That should be normal. Well, in fact, it is normal. It's far too normal. So as, you know, how many church buildings have broke, how many churches have gone bankrupt because they bought this big building that they didn't need? I don't know. That's a thought. It happens over here in Taiwan. It happens everywhere. Moody Bible Institute, it's had its money problem things in the past. Everyone has. We have a money crisis, and then you'd sit down and doing a little analysis. Are you spending enormous gobs of money on something that you absolutely don't need? And if you look at it, gee, yeah, I am. Okay, well, knock it off. Oh, money problems get solved. Look at that. But when you don't earn, when you don't win money, you take it from other people. That's not winning money. Getting in donations is not generating money. It's taking money that was generated by people who know how to generate profit. But when you only take money and you don't know how to generate it, then you're not going to get the concept of financial responsibility. It's a really key thing. And I don't know. One of these days, the Christian organizations, not the church organism, the invisible all Christians group, not that, but the organizations, the nonprofits, the local church dealios, the Sunday morning in their buildings and stuff, eventually they are going to lose their nonprofit status. And they're going to think it's bad. And it's not. It's going to force them to actually make money. And that's when they're going to actually start generating. And the people who go there are going to stop being poor and broke all the time. It's amazing, isn't it? You know, how much the things that we go through in life that are painful and difficult might actually be very, very good, valuable gifts. Think about that. Merry day after Christmas. Happy New Year. I'm planning to see you next week. Well, at least you'll be able to hear me.